sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse across this land, calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? Will you ride? We say yeah.
Yes, Lord.
We'll ride with you. And we say
yes, Lord.
Oh yes, praise Yahweh. We'll ride. Praise his name.
We say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We'll ride with you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. It's on the transmitting Jewel of the South right out of the great state of Tennessee, coming to you around the world tonight with part 10, believe it or not, on the appointments and the times of the watchers on the wall. Now, tonight, we're going to go into the scriptures and we're going to prove that the authors who wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls has a lot of influence on people's minds because it goes back at the time of Christ, but was written by the Essenes, they believe, in regard to their history and a lot of things that they kept sacred, mainly the calendar. We're going to look at it. We believe that the scriptures will teach that they kept some accurate results of the calendar they kept, referring to the new moons and things that we cross-reference and picked up some pointers out of the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'd like to share some of it with you. So get your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and let's do a Bible study on the Dead Sea Scrolls prove Lunar Sabbath. Now, we have a $10,000 reward offered for anyone to prove a Sabbath taken or observed in biblical times other than 8, 15, 22, or 29. Now, the Dead Sea Scrolls are considered by scholars to be authored, as I've said, by the Essenes, and there's a number of extra-biblical scrolls which appear to shed light on what this particular sect believed in practice. Now, if we dig into it, we're going to see that some of these things can be helpful in determining whether or not the Lunar Sabbath was being observed by mainstream Hebrews of that time. Lunar Sabbatarians believe that the authors of these scrolls kept a lunar Sabbath because these authors would say things like, the new moon will fall on such and such a date, or that date of a particular month even saying things like the new moon falls on the 25th. Now, this is conclusive evidence that they had to have had a solar-only calendar in front of them and were showing where the new moon would hit on the solar calendar. We do believe they kept a solar-only calendar. But the factors of reference would prove that the new moon can never be on the 25th. It wouldn't be a new moon on the 25th, naturally, but they were referring to that date of the new moon falling on their solar-only calendar. Now, it's quite obvious that they kept a solar-only calendar. Now, is that calendar right? Of course not. But they did observe the reckoning of the new moon. We're going to prove that. If you go back to the book of Enoch, it was Enoch that observed a solar-only calendar. Now, there's a reason for that. And the reasoning is that at one time, I believe, that the solar calendar was a proper calendar because the Earth was in perfect union with the 360 days to the year revolution. Perfect. But when the flood came and there was a fall, there was also a change in the solar calendar to where it would become impossible for man to control the simplicity of the calendar, and that it would be reckoned or hidden. And the Bible said he would hide it from the wise and the prudent, and that's what he's done, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very difficult thing. You've got to study. Now, if it's worth studying for, if it's worth going to heaven for, do you believe that the Sabbath, a day of rest, was important? Well, let me tell you this. It was so important to Yahweh that he banished the tribe of Judah for their disobedience, and he banished the 10 tribes north, because of their disobedience. He removed Israel right out of his sight, sent them packing, never to return. However, brought Judah to captivity in Babylon, and he left them there for 70 years, a period of 70 years for the 7 times that they had broken the covenant of Sabbath. So it was, and it's mentioned in Exodus 16:23, it's mentioned in Exodus 31:15, it's mentioned in Deuteronomy 5:14, it's mentioned in Exodus 20:8-10, it's mentioned in Exodus 31:13-17. I gave it to you last night. It's mentioned in Deuteronomy 5:12-14. And the following actions are mentioned as forbidden, like cooking, lighting a fire for cooking. Now, for those who would like to know why that you couldn't light a fire on the Sabbath, I can come back and tell you. I have told you in other episodes, but if you're new to hearing my program, then you need to know, and probably I need to tell you, there wasn't a statue for lighting a fire on the Sabbath to warm yourself or cook your food. That wasn't what Yahweh had given this in the book of Exodus chapter 35, verse 3. Now, if you go there, it tells you that they were found lighting a fire, and they killed a guy for lighting a fire on Sabbath. You say, oh my God, we would never be able to keep a Sabbath day. And so then, Yahweh must have took it away. He must have took that big burden off of us. Nowhere in the Bible is it remotely mentioned that Yahweh who told us to forget his Sabbath. On the contrary, he told us to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Now again, he told us to remember. Now, why would they kill a man for cooking? They killed a man for lighting a fire, for gathering wood in Numbers chapter 15, 13. They killed that guy. And why would they do that? Now, they did not. Here's the reason. He was not gathering wood on the Sabbath to keep his family warm. He wasn't doing that for that purpose. He could carry a burden on the Sabbath, that he could carry feed to feed his horses or his mule or his ass or his ox. That was no problem there. That was a burden that they could carry because oxes and mules and horses and things of this nature have to eat. So do those who Yahweh made the Sabbath for man. He didn't make man for Sabbath. He made Sabbath for man. He wanted you to observe this and keep it holy in this sense. He did not want you going out, as the guy in Numbers 15:32, to gather wood to sell. This is why they killed him. He was out gathering wood to sell. Now, when you look at the cooking, which is Exodus 16:23, they didn't kill this guy for cooking to feed his family. That ain't why they killed him. They killed him because he was cooking to make gain. Though he's making pies or bakery or whatever, he was trying to get a leg up on a competition for the next work day, where he could have an advantage. And you won't believe how people are prone to trying to make money, and they'll skimp on Yahweh, they'll cheat on him, and they got caught, and that's why they killed him. Now, that's just giving you a little background of why that they killed. So, it wasn't against the law to eat on the Sabbath. It wasn't against the law to cook on the Sabbath, as some people think. It is better for you not to cook on the Sabbath, because you can dedicate yourself more fully to studying and worship, other than just cooking. You could prepare your stuff for the Sabbath in advance, and that was well understood that they had preparation day, and they did get things ready, but they could still eat. And if they were permitted to eat, they were permitted to cook their food. If they were permitted to warm themselves, they were permitted to go out and gather some wood. But if you gathered it for servile gain, you were in violation. See, it's rightly divided. Yahweh was not restricting to be totally just don't do nothing, don't pick up nothing, or don't go anywhere. Or we know they had Sabbath day's journey. They were not to if they could avoid their travels on the Sabbath, but they could travel. We know that. Even the Messiah walked on the Sabbath a certain length without violating, so we know that he knew the law. Now, do you think that he would want you all huddled up with no fire, no wood, in your tents, wherever they were at? Do you think he would want you to deny yourself the comfort of a fire, your little children? Folks, it got as cold over there as it does here in our region of the United States in the 35th parallel. Very cold. Icy cold. Snow. And Yahweh was not against these people gathering wood or lighting a fire, whatever they were doing, as long as it wasn't to get gain for their labor. And people forget that. They're so dogmatic. They make it so forbidden to do things that Yahweh, and it turns people off. Well, we can't keep that, and that's why that most people cannot accept what that has been handed to them, and These people on the solar calendar, which was the sect of the Essenes, they were using a solar calendar. We know that by the history of their nature and the timing of the event. But they were also very aware of the new moon. Now, let's get into some of the examples. Now, we know that they were two calendars, which one was the creation calendar and Caesar's calendar. We know that these calendars varied. We know that Julius Caesar, he cast out the moon calendar and done away with it. And we know that if the Sabbaths and the new moons were reckoned by the moon, then naturally they would have to show what date they fell on the solar-only calendar that they were using. And this is an absolute fact that they were marking the new moon day, showing it on their lunar calendars. Now, we have to do the same thing today when we develop a calendar. We have to superimpose, if you will, the correct lunar dates on a Gregorian calendar, simply because most people cannot understand a lunar calendar. They have nothing to reference it to as compared to the days that they keep of the image like I have taught on, hanging on the walls. And so then what we do to make it simple is that we superimpose the lunar dates on a Gregorian calendar. That's quite confusing until you study to show yourself a workman. Not to bring confusion, but to rightly divide like I just did in the evidence in the commands that the Father gave back in Deuteronomy and Exodus when He told them not to light a fire, when He told them not to gather wood and things of this nature. He was telling them to remember it was a holy day. They were not to go out and do anything for a profit on the Sabbath day. Otherwise, you could do anything that you did on any other day. The only restriction was that you did not do any servile work. He didn't mind you, like I say, lighting the fire to keep your family warm. He didn't mind you lighting the fire to feed your family. That was natural. And things of this nature. He did not want you doing it for gain. And these people that got caught were killed. And it terrifies people. They go, I've heard people say, oh, we're not supposed to light a fire. And say, well, do you? No, sirree, but we don't. And then when you really bring them down to the nitty-gritty, they're getting electricity, which is fire. It's a source of fire. And they haven't got it cut off on a 0 or 10 below 0 night. They turn their heaters on. They light a fire. And if it was rigid and so strict and so rigid in the case that you couldn't do any of these things, you'd be of all men most miserable. Yahweh didn't want you miserable on the Sabbath day. He wanted you to rest and enjoy it. And so then, people don't understand, just like they don't understand the evidence that supports the lunar Sabbaths with the Essenes. Now, as I have said, the scribes of the Essenes were showing where the true Sabbath and the new moon falls on the solar-only calendar like we have to do on the Gregorian. They were the same dilemma. If the true weekly Sabbath was a repetition, seven-day pattern, the scribes would have not had to tell you where the Sabbath fell, because they would have already be ever seventh day would be automatic, a repeat. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of confusion even today concerning the difference in the calendars. You better make your election sure. You better get on the right time frame, because notice this. If you lay out your solar on a calendar out and circle the days on which the true moon falls, or the true feast days, and the true creation Sabbaths, if the new moons and the Sabbaths were a part of that calendar, which would not require it, it would be no need to have to say where they fail. You see that? But they noted on their solar-only calendar, like the sun calendar we're using today, prevalent in the days of these Essenes, they had to be involved in making notations of where the actual lunar calendar, the new moon, and the Sabbath fell on that particular time. Now, if they fell on the 25th of the solar month, you would have known, if you were adept at interpreting the lunar calendar, you would have known that that particular day was a new moon of the lunar calendar. Hands down. Now, notice some of the fragments of what we're talking about. It proves that the true Sabbath and the new moons were not a part of the solar-only calendar that was in front of them, and therefore it is conclusive proof that they were keeping lunar months and lunar weeks with a lunar Sabbath at the end of the lunar week. Now, we know that. However, their usage of keeping up with the sun, using the sun or the solar calendar, they were superimposing the right dates of the lunar and keeping that Sabbath and the new moon. Notice this. In fragment 1 of the collection 1 of 4Q327, this fragment says, the 16th falls on a Sabbath. The 23rd falls on the Sabbath. Fragment 1, collection 2, falls on a Sabbath on the 23rd. It falls on the Feast of All. After the Sabbath on the 7th, the offering of the Feast of All, which fell on the 22nd, would not be by the Roman calendar. I'm showing you that they were on a different calendar, just like we're on, the 22nd. Fragment 2 in the collection, the 25th, 3rd, the 6th falls on the Sabbath. The 13th falls on the Sabbath. That's the 8th. And so, you see all these examples are detailing exactly when on a Sabbath it was superimposed for them to keep the Sabbath by the lunar, not the solar. It's obvious that there were two calendars being compared. And the authors of the calendars are marking which days of the solar-only calendar that was being observed to keep up with the sun, it falls on the Sabbath. In order to plan their schedules and to keep it holy, they did it by circling the date of the lunar application, superimposing it like we do, like I say, over the Gregorian. Otherwise, you've got basic confusion when people are trying to use two different calendars. That's why it makes it so difficult for our people that are on the lunar to have to keep a schedule, a work schedule, especially if you have to work, it's difficult. I sympathize with those that have to keep a working calendar, a solar working calendar, the Roman Catholic calendar, because the world has adopted it by changing the rules. But you can come back and observe on that calendar, or superimpose like we do, the calendar of the lunar And everybody ought to spend time and effort to find out when the saddle falls. Now, notice this. When you go through the whole year's calendar, month by month, you're circling which days, falls on the creation Sabbath. Now, throughout the whole year, so that you can plan out the Roman commercial work weeks and not profane the true creation Sabbaths and the new moons when they come around, you would not need to say the 16th falls on a Sabbath if the 16th was a Sabbath on the Roman calendar, because it is ever seventh day regardless, as they teach you, a seven-day cycle repeat. And it's a repetitic calendar like this is not correct, and it gets out. We have proven that. You cannot keep a Roman calendar and keep up with the true Sabbath. You're going to miss. It's going to vary. That's why they were going out of their way to superimpose the true dates on their solar calendar and that they would not ignore. Now, let's say if they had said the 16th falls on a new moon instead of a Sabbath, what would you think that they were talking about? I would think that the 16th of the solar only calendar falls on the true new moon day, which is not a part of the calendar, just like the creation Sabbath is not a part of the Roman calendar. And that's why we get on two different or more time things, and why time has been altered and changed or corrupted. Just like the Satan said, I will sit on the mount of the congregation. If you look at that word mount in Isaiah 14, where he said he would do that, it means the word congregation, I will control the appointment dates. Well, if he can take you out of the true nature calendar, which we call the creation calendar, and get you to worshiping on a different day, Satan has done exactly what he wanted to do, is to get you out of synchronization of Yahweh. That's why that they were so fearful of forgetting the Sabbath, because they superimposed them. They went out of their ways, just like we do. It's not pleasant to have to use two different time calendars. I've had hundreds of people tell me, but this is confusing, we don't understand it. Once you get adept at superimposing or interjecting, if you will, the correct lunar dates and impose them on the Gregorian calendar, it's always 8, 15, 22, and 29 on the lunar only calendar that we can keep. It's very simple. But people don't want a simplicity. They don't want a nature calendar. They want a creation calendar. They want a complicated Gregorian calendar. It's become the norm. The lunar has become the exception. So, let's say that you were planning a vacation, and or maybe you get a speeding ticket and you have to go to court on the 20th. And your calendar says that the 20th falls on a Sabbath. That don't mean that the 20th is on the traditional Saturday that comes every seventh day on that calendar, because we are lunar Sabbath observers. We were speaking of the Sabbath that is not part of the traditional world, and that the calendar that the court uses is not being observed or recognized by you. And if you fail to keep that appointment, you would be fined, of course, or you would be on a different time count. And that's what the devil wanted. He wanted to take you out of the proper time and put you into a Gregorian calendar. It is idiotic, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least, to make yourself believe that the seven-day repetition is a correct calendar. It is not. It's off. It gets off. Way off. And you don't need a calendar that gets off. You need a renewal of the new moon. It's evident that the moon corrected the difference of the mathematics that it takes to figure. All calendars are mathematically impossible to equalize. There has to be an equalizer, and the equalizer that is true is your new moon. It waits until it corrects itself. And if you get on that, now, if you read in the Dead Sea Scrolls how that the writers were making calendars showing how that certain days of the lunar month, such as the full moon or the new moon, would fall on the 25th or so on, we know from deductive reasoning that there were two calendars in view because the full moon or new moon cannot fall on the 25th or the 13th or whatever in the calendar of the lunar. It's always 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29, no exception. That's a very simple calendar, with the moon reckoning the renewal phase of your new count, not by a seven-day continuous count, which is in error. Now, if you, let's say that you sat down in front of a Roman calendar and say that the new moon will fall here or there because the new moon is outside of the calendar and is not a part of it. You have to induct it. You have to include it. You have to figure or superimpose the new moon, and that's what these guys were doing with their calendar. Not because it was part of it, because they had to come out from the outside and inject it, and when one might say that the new moon will fall on this date or that date, or that they might say that this date or that date falls on the new moon because it is not part of the calendar, you know that you cannot see how someone would sit down in front of the traditional calendar and say the Sabbath falls on this day or that day unless it is not a part of that calendar. There would be no need for them to say that Saturday Sabbath fell here or there because every seventh day is a Saturday, the Sabbath on the Gregorian calendar. Now, there could be the Sabbaths and new moons that they were speaking of that were outside the Roman calendar, same as the full moon, and we know that's always on the 15th of the lunar calendar. So you'd have to superimpose it on the day that the 15th true lunar calendar fell on a solar calendar, which may be on the 23rd or whatever. See the confusion? This Babylon confusion that they brought in? They did that so that they could take you out of sequence, so that they could get you worshiping on false days. The new moon, when they say the new moon will fall on this date of the month, and why say the 16th falls on the Sabbath if the 16th is a Sabbath? The new moon is always on the first day of the month. You do not have to say it's going to fall here or there if it's a part of the calendar that you're using, and the same logic applies directly back to the weekly Sabbath, which falls on the quarters of the moon in regard to the not noted usage of the Gregorian calendar. They don't recognize it. That's why, and the why is, I believe, that they wanted to bring the confusion. If the calendar they were sitting before was like this, 1 through 7, solar-only calendar, why say anything concerning where the Sabbath falls? Why were they noting or superimposing on the calendar they were using? Why were they making special notations? Why did they do that? Why'd they go to the trouble? If it was every seventh day the Sabbath fell, they wouldn't be any need, and they wrote hundreds of references of where the new moon or the Sabbath of the lunar fell in the solar calendar. And like I say, we have the same problem of bringing the truth to superimpose it over the Gregorian calendar, we have to write in the phases of the moon, which never have changed. All you got to do is keep up with it. You say, oh, it just makes too much. It's just too much trouble. I don't want to observe a calendar like that. Now, the Sabbaths were by the phases of the moon, same as the new moon and the other holy feasts were, and not a common knowledge, therefore, they would intelligently say the new moon or the Sabbath falls here or there, but it would not make any sense to say anything at all unless the Sabbath that they were speaking of did not normally belong on that solar-only calendar to that day. Same as a new moon or any other feast days. It did not belong there. It had to be superimposed to indicate a difference in the timepiece. It seems evident that they were sitting before the Roman calendar and pinpointing where the true new moons and the lunar seventh day Sabbath fell within that framework. Ladies and gentlemen, it's quite obvious that we got the right calendar, and there's more and more people now getting into the calendar of the lunar. It is so evident. There's a $10,000 reward that we offer. No other calendar presenters of other time calendars would dare make this offer. The lunar people who make this offer, that's why we can boldly say anyone that can prove a Sabbath in the Bible on any other day. Now, we know we got these smart Alex that come out and say, oh yeah, we can prove that there was a Sabbath kept on a day that wasn't on 8, 15, 22, and 29. You'll hear them crow. But I'm guarantee you, they're not sitting up on the front porch. They're crowing somewhere else where you can't detect them. And then they lay low. Now, let me give you an example in scroll number 4Q, one ring, 320 fragment, 4 out of the collection of 6, says the Day of Atonement falls on the 6th, and the Feast of Tents on the 4th, Passover on the 3rd, the waving of the sheaf offering on the 1st, the second Passover on the 3rd, Day of Remembrance, and on the 4th and so on. We know that these dates are not consistent with scriptures, and the only explanation is that they were using these dates on the creation calendar, and the calendar makers were showing where these days fall to keep people abreast as they were using the Roman calendar because the calendar had been imposed upon them. But they were superimposing, watching the lunar counts on the dates of the creation calendar, and the calendar makers were showing where that day would fall on the man-made solar on the calendar, which was for commercial reasons. Now, we can show in the scrolls, if anyone is interested, where the full moon falls on days like the 25th, and new moon the same way, and we all know that neither can it be a new moon or a full moon on the 25th. And so then, they were superimposing because the true Sabbaths are true new moons are not part of the traditional Roman calendars being used at the time the Essenes were on the commercial-only Roman calendar that was forced and changed just like it is today. You're forced to go to work for General Motors on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Now, you're given liberty in the 7-day count system where the new moon or the full moon or the first quarter moon or whatever, examples, are not recognized, taking you again out of the count. Now, if you want to get back on the true calendar, you have to do like we do. You have to devise the rhythm of the moon cycles to keep it up. And just like Yahweh, he had this calendar going for Israel, and Israel rebelled, broke his Sabbath, and were chased off the land. Now, what do you think is going to happen in the end when Yahweh judges those people who have failed to keep a new moon? Well, it tells you in the 66th chapter and the 23rd verse. Why don't you just go read it? What's going to happen to you when you fail to recognize the new moon? Or when you fail to recognize that the gates are shut on the 6 working days only and open on the new moon and the Sabbath? Go figure. By keeping that moon, you're on the phases of the moon count, calendar, not the solar calendar. It don't work. You cannot bring a Roman calendar in and worship on the calendar of Isaiah 66, 22, 23, and 24. It won't work. You're out of the time sink. And that's the devil's job, to bring in a day that it would become popular for you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so sad to see these people who have come in and caused destruction. Now, if you look at the traditional calendars, the Roman calendar particularly, of today, it shows where the new moons and its 4 quarterly weekly phases will fall throughout the months of the year, which the ancient calendar makers call Sabbaths. Now, before the destruction of the temple, we find in the Dead Sea Scrolls where this was being done. Now, do you care? Who cares? They mean nothing to us today, but should they? Why does the world care? Or why should it care? Could it be that we still have the same type calendars today, and they will show us where the new moon worship day falls and where the quarter worship days fall, but no one knows what they are for today? Are people pay them no attention? But when it was fresh, that the Hebrew people, they would know what days their weekly Sabbaths and new moons fall on for the keeping of Yahweh's holy days. Now, again, go back to Isaiah 66 and verse 23 and find out what's going to happen to you if you fail. You know, I heard a popular television preacher preach that we was going to be raptured out and we were going to go to heaven and to a city and walk on streets of gold and everything. And you know, that sounds good. He had the people up shouting and praising and jumping and running the aisles and rejoicing. But did you know that that's not scriptural? Did you know that the Bible says that the New Jerusalem, the city he was talking about and referring to, it's not up in heaven, it's coming down to earth? Right where you will walk on the ashes of those who have disobeyed his time channels of new moon, work 6 days, and keep a Sabbath. These are the days it's going to come back into being, and they're going to be no longer superimposed on a different calendar that's been brought in by the devil and his people, but it will be the calendar of choice. It's very evident. You need to look at it. You need to be honest with yourself. If you're an honest worshiper of the Sabbath, why in the world would you worship on Saturday or Sunday? Because the world says so. Because you know it's tradition. You know it's not the seventh day. It's Saturnalia. You know that it's not a continuous cycle. You know it's a new moon, breaking the cycle, renewing it for a monthly renewal. You know that, ladies and gentlemen, but you're caught up in your tradition. The scroll of the Essenes shows that Josephus mentions that they kept the Sabbath on a day that was different than the rest of the Hebrew people. Moreover, they are stricter than any other of the Jews in resting from their labors on the seventh day, for they not only get their food ready the day before, and that's advisable, that they may not be obliged to kindle a fire on that day, but they will not move any vessel out of its place, nor go to stool their own. Now, Josephus is telling us that the Essenes were much more stricter than the Hebrews in resting from the labors on the Sabbath day, or the seventh day. Does it sound like there was any disagreement as to when the Sabbath was? Wouldn't it seem strange that Josephus would mention the Essenes were more stricter in their resting from labors on the Sabbath, but not bother to mention that the Essenes held the Sabbath on a totally different day than himself or the other Jews of that period, which had gone to the Roman calendar? The fact is that the Essenes were keeping a different day superimposed on the calendar that Josephus was keeping, along with the rest of the Greek or Roman world, with the Hebrews, had already gone over to the different calendar, just like we have today. There's no difference. We're using it today, and we think it's right. You can practice a lie so long, it becomes the accepted truth. And that's what's happened to people who have done this. And so the Essenes have what we call the calendar of the lunar superimposed on the Roman calendar of the solar calendar. And they went to strict reverence to go back and to honor that day. I don't care what was going on the Roman Catholic calendar or the solar calendar, they observed the lunar phases on the calendar, and they were noted as much stricter than the people around them. Conclusive proof. The Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, Philo mentioned that he talked about the Essenes, and he says that the seventh day, and how it was by the phases of the moon. And the Philo also observed the lunar Sabbath, as did the Essenes and the rest of the Hebrews of that day. Philo wrote, speaking of the Essenes, and yet no one, not even those immoderately cruel tyrants, nor are the more treacherous and hypocritical oppressors, see, they had those people today denying the true times, was ever able to bring any real accusation against the multitude of those called the Essenes or holy, but everyone being subdued by the virtue of these men who were looked up to as righteous. Note that Philo could not have said this if the Essenes observed a different Sabbath. They would not have been looked up to if they were Sabbath breakers. You understand that? If the phases wasn't by the lunar count, which the Essenes had superimposed, just like we do on the Roman Catholic calendar, we superimpose. If you was to have one of my calendars, or Brother Arnold's, or Brother Matthew's, or men of statue that keep these calendars, Brother Troy, you would see that we're making inroads on people's faith, by proving, by the confidence, by the creation calendar alone, by offering anyone $10,000, and we're not in the mood of giving away money. We're just trying to make it a challenge to you to prove that there was a Sabbath kept anywhere in the Bible other than 8, 15, 22, or 29. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you got my message for tonight, and I thank Yahweh. Now, tomorrow, oh man, what a day we got planned for tomorrow. We are nearing possession of the land where we're going to begin feasting on the 21st. Now, the 21st of October, at the going down of the sun on the 21st, it's the full moon. See, we superimpose it on the Gregorian, just like the Essenes did. We have to do that to keep you in sync in the righteous times. Praise Yahweh. Oh, we're very excited. We're going down tomorrow, and I've been informed a day early that we're going to receive the keys to the property tomorrow. And so I'll have the keys for the gathering that we have planned. We're going to get in early. We're going to be taking possession on the 13th. Our brothers and sisters are coming to begin work on the property. Brother Bob from Arkansas is already making plans to be on the road in the morning, getting directions and heading out. I'll be there tomorrow to receive the keys a day early, thanks to the people who are going to be leaving tomorrow, said that I could have the keys. Praise Yahweh. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm very happy. I'm very thrilled. It's wonderful, joy unspeakable, and it's always full of glory to know that we have a place now. Every one of our brothers and sisters are so positive. They thank Yahweh that now we're going to have a permanent place. A permanent place that we can build on, that we can plan on. We all know where it's going to be after this festival. You that come, we invite all of you. Come to the festival. Call for directions now. When you learn where it's at, you won't even have to ask. It's not very hard to find. It's on exit 60. On Interstate 75 north-south, exit 60 on Highway 68. Now, for the particular address, call for directions. After you get off on 60, you're only 4.5 miles from the property. Praise Yahweh. So, call us. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. And we'll see you tomorrow night here on the late call. May Yahweh bless you and take a liking to you. I love you. Let's ride.
He has a crown.
Head for Sweetwater, Tennessee.
He carries a
Come on down.
In
you never know when Yahweh's going to show up.
Army,
on a white horse. With his army. Fire in his eyes. Taking vengeance on them that don't keep the right times. You better read Isaiah 66, verse 23 on what's happening to those who won't keep the new moons. The Essenes knew it, although they was a calendar forced upon them, they superimposed the correct date.